Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Life and Lifestyle. Today's meditation was written by Ikechukwu Umpama. We shall take our Bible reading from Titus chapter 3, verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. I have just read from the King James Version. What we have as believers is a kind of life, the God kind of life. Scriptures sometimes refer to it as eternal life, meaning that in salvation, we received a new kind of life. This is our reality. However, we must understand that this life is not a trophy we keep for bragging rights, but something that manifests and produces results. This life produces a lifestyle. Scripture emphasizes this truth repeatedly. One passage that encapsulates this idea is Ephesians 2, 8 to 10. 8, for by grace you are saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. 9, it is not from works, so that no one can boast. For we are his workmanship, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works that God prepared beforehand, so we may do them. This salvation life was not received by our works of the law. However, it is designed to produce works of righteousness in everyone who receives it. It is ignorance, foolishness, or dishonesty to think that there is a disconnect between this life and the lifestyle of its recipient. We have received the God kind of life, and this life produces godliness. Oh yes, the hood does not make the monk, but the monk does wear a hood. If you have the life, let it produce the attendant lifestyle in you. Today's yearly Bible reading, Psalms 125 to 127. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 125 to 127.
Psalm 125, a song of ascents.
Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be on Israel.
Psalm 126, a song of ascents.
When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations,
the Lord has done great things for them.
The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them.
Psalm 127, a song of ascents of Solomon.
Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.